Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
White House people running it aren't stupid. They're just arrogant and full of bravado, full of hubris. The sin of the gods. And if they're able to get away with torture and creating a constituency for torture and selling us that it's okay, it's over. And now we see police nationwide copycatting. Abuse has gone up in the prisons. Eva, you know, your film really points all this out, that we really have been seduced over to the dark side. I think we're pulling away from it now. That's why I just think this is one of the most powerful films, documentaries I've ever seen, because I think I know it all about this stuff and I'm immersed in it, but I became very upset and I hardly ever feel almost panicked, but it was just exactly like some of the cell phone video inside the torture facilities. And my God, just seeing it, I mean, it makes movies like Saw or Hostel, that's nothing on the real thing, is it?
Yeah. You know, I think you're right. Another thing that I should mention is, you know, we made this, as I said, we finished it a year ago. When we were making it, you know, when we started it 2.5 years ago, we were so naive. Our biggest concerns were, God, what if it's irrelevant by the time it's ready to come out and be in cinemas? And, you know, when you think about it now, it's more relevant than it ever could have been. And we were so naive and so hopeful. But I do think that this is an incredibly exciting time, you know, this part of the year up until November. And I feel like everyone in the country is outraged. Everyone is furious. It's so great that the film has got an Oscar nomination because that's got an Oscar because it hasn't quite sunk in. Because you know what? A lot more people are going to see the film now. You know, it's still in cinemas. It's going to get a lot more people to see the film. A lot more people will get outraged. And hopefully that will affect the elections later in the year. And also, you know, the other thing you talk about is, you know, just how what's been going on in the country has affected popular culture. And you mentioned 24 earlier in the show. And it's funny, I had never, ever watched 24 before we did this film. And, you know, there was a weekend and I took home a couple of box sets of the whole series. And I was just, I mean, everyone loves this show. This was a huge show. My people I knew loved this show. And I watched it and I was just outraged. And I'm so happy that we used a clip in the film to explain what a ridiculous notion the ticking time bomb scenario is.
Because I've seen it in law enforcement magazines long before 9/11. They were selling police on this, that there's a bomb about to go off. Do you torture the person's child to get answers? And then in 24, they actually have that plot.
I just love it because, again, I've mentioned him already, Clive Stafford Smith, who's this incredibly UK-based human rights lawyer. He says, you know, and it's so great as he tells the story in the film. We show the footage on 24 and he says, you know, there's a terrorist in, he's got a bomb in Times Square and he's about to kill a million people. What do we do? And we've got the guy in custody. So are we allowed to strap the electrodes to his testicles to get him to talk? And we have a scene sort of mimicking that in 24. And then Clive says rightly, well, that's all just fine, but when in the last 500 years have we ever been in a situation where a bomb is about to go off and we have the culprit? And also, if we do, that man or woman is going to be so committed that no matter what we do to them, they're not going to talk. So it's just this pathetic, false way to get around a loophole and make torture a viable option. And it's incredibly evil.
It is. You know, this is such an important film. Can I have you and the director back on before it goes on HBO, maybe for a full hour, Eva?
Absolutely, absolutely. Alex is a wonderful guy. Once I get back to New York, because I'm still in LA, we could totally work that out. Absolutely, I'd be honored, and Alex, I'm a big fan, as you know.
Well, Eva, you're a sweetheart, and I'm just so honored to know you, and I'm just honored to, you know, being able to interview you. Fire out the official website, because I see several different sites. Which site should people visit?
It's the official website is TaxiToTheDarkSide.com.
TaxiToTheDarkSide.com. We've got a link to that up on Infowars.com. Eva Ornish?
And also, I think we're going to be down to South by Southwest because our other film is screening there. So we might be down in Austin in a few weeks.
Oh, I tell you. You know, I rarely want to beg for tickets, but I might even buy a wristband for that one. Well, you know what? I might just see it South by Southwest. Eva Ornith.
Yeah, I might be able to get you in, Alex.
Oh, you're too good. Eva Ornith, thank you so much for joining us. She just won the Academy Award. She is the producer.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
It's a fact. Since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, all banks in these United States create money out of thin air for every single loan they issue. With never-ending late fees, over-the-limit fees, and higher interest rates, it has become mathematically impossible to repay all debt, making all of us slaves to our creditors. The Federal Debt Relief System has created a successful, attorney-backed program to legally eliminate credit card debt, personal loans, lines of credit, and other unsecured debts which have been fraudulently created by the banks. We can terminate your unsecured debt within 18 months with a much lower monthly payment, ending with nothing on your credit report. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe with a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their debt. Instead of living each day in fear and frustration, it's time to take action and turn your life around. Call the Federal Debt Relief System at 877-943-8600. That's 877-943-8600. Or visit FDRS.org. Find out how you can break the cycle of debt slavery. Visit FDRS.org today.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
You know, every day I think about how I better do a good job. Willie Nelson's a fan. Eva Orner, you know, Charlie Sheen, Charlton Heston. Of course, you know what? You notice I don't come on air and say to Eva, hey, what do you think of my films, Eva? What do you think of me? She just brings up, hey, I'm a fan of what you do. But that doesn't make me get a big head. It actually freaks me out. Because I could tell you stories, folks, of the things I've seen in Hollywood, the things I've seen here locally in Austin, how many people are awake, the people that are awake. But I'll never betray them. I'll never talk about some of the big names I know that know about the New World Order. It's just up to them to come out. And Eva Orner's done that. I didn't put her on the spot about 9/11. But like Rick Linklater, when I've had him up a few times, I didn't ask him to come on there and talk about 9/11 being an inside job. He just volunteered. He thought it was an inside job. Rick Linklater, award-winning filmmaker. Now, he's had big blockbusters and quite a few art films as well. He's more known for his art films. And then he goes, oh, by the way, I'm friends with Bruce Willis. Gave him your video. It woke him up. And now he says, and then the proof was 6 months later, he's in Vanity Fair saying a secret group runs the U.S. and the same group that killed Kennedy runs the government today. We woke Bruce Willis up, folks. Now, listen, I've got an incredible responsibility. But I can't enjoy any of this, quote, success because I'm constantly freaked out by the fact that they're putting poison in our water. They are destroying our currency. They're about to start World War III. But all I can do is fight back then. I mean, everybody I know says, why aren't you happy? Why are you so serious? Why are you always obsessed with this stuff? How could you not be obsessed with a pack of psychopathic killers running the world government, setting up world taxes, trying to sell us on torture? Well, they won the Academy Award exposing how the White House ordered torture. Now they're talking about indicting John Yoo, who wrote the memo saying they could torture children sexually. I've said he should be immediately arrested. Now, he was in Army counterintelligence, one of the most successful gold brokers out there, stocks, bonds, you name it. He's got a financial pedigree that is second to none. He's joins us popping in on short notice, and I appreciate him doing that after we just had that Academy Award-winning producer on for Taxi to the Dark Side. Willie Nelson's daughter's coming up next hour. I've been here vitriolically talking about everybody's waking up and we're exposing these people, but we put an article up today, several articles up today, where I'm trying to find the article. I read it at the start of the first hour. I just can't keep track of it all. Let me go to Prison Planet and try to pull it up. But I know Bob has already seen it. Greenspan, 2 days ago, and it just hit the news today, gave a speech to the association that makes up the grouping of all the Arab OPEC members. And he said, go ahead and get rid of the dollar. Please, drop the dollar as the peg. You need to get off. And then he said, it's going to help us with inflation here. And according to everything I know about basics of economics, if they dump the dollar and the country's already moving away, that's going to precipitate an even faster slide. And according to Dr. Paul Craig Roberts and Joseph Stiglitz and Bob Chapman, and I mean, how many experts have we had on? All we've got left is the dollar. And just last week, Dr. Roberts, former Wall Street Journal editor, the father of Reaganomics, head of the Treasury, he said here that depression, total collapse if the dollar collapses. And he said if the dollar can just hold as kind of a mediocre currency, we may just slide into a five-year recession. Same thing Bob Chapman's been saying. And then Greenspan comes out and says, no, it's good. Let's get rid of the dollar. I was shaken when I saw this morning, but it fits in with his activity the last year. And this is treason, is it not, Bob Chapman?
Right, and the answer is die hard. Anyway, that is quite a switch for Mr. Greenspan, but, you know, Mr. Greenspan's been on their payroll for a long time, and he's saying what he is being told to say. And if that is the case, he is telling you that the insiders have decided they're going to let the dollar go. It's no longer going to be the reserve currency. It'll be one of many other currencies. The OPEC members will probably use a basket of currencies, which they already have set up, haven't used, but have it set up. They've abandoned any possibility of the dollar continuing as a world monetary unit. And how far it goes down remains to be seen. But when you spoke of inflation and what Mr. Greenspan said about inflation, that is absolutely and thoroughly incorrect, because if the dollar continues to fall because it's not going to be a reserve currency anymore and countries won't have to hold large amounts of it, then that currency will enter the marketplace in one form or another, whether it's being used to buy stocks or properties or gold or silver or whatever. When it hits the market, it's going to be more inflationary than we have already, and we're already at 12%.
Now, Bob Chapman, am I correct in saying, because I don't want to miss the forest for the trees, but it seems like this is literally an elementary, kindergarten-level economic 101, that if the dollar continues to tank, that's the cause of the inflation, is because they devalued it by over-issuance of the currency liquidity and the credit and sold all this bad debt, and that having the bag handed back to us will only accelerate its destruction and our standard of living. I mean, how can he get up there and say a tanking dollar is good for inflation? Do they think the public's that dumb?
Well, first of all, you may have an elementary knowledge, but it's quite good. And what you've just said is perfect. The only gaping hole there is that while all this is going on, in order to keep the U.S. economy and the world economy, for that matter, from slipping into deflation, what they must continue to do is increase money and credit as fast as they can. It's being increased 16% right now, and 18 of the other 20 major currencies are running around 14% on average. Some of them are higher, some of them are lower. We get 2.9, the European monetary unit, the euro, the European Central Bank, ECB, and over in London it's 12.3. So everybody's on the bandwagon. So what are they doing? They're all depreciating their currencies at the same time to keep the inevitable away, which is deflation. They know what's coming. They've known since 2002 when they made the turn at the corner and then the Middle East blew up in their face. Brzezinski came out 2 years ago and said, "You've set us back 30 years in our quest for world government," referring to the Bush administration. And they have just made so many mistakes, and they're going to get caught. And the whole thing's going down, just like Paul Craig Roberts said. And it's just not good. And the inflation's going to be there, and it's going to be big time.
So we're going to have stagflation.
That's right. Unemployment, frozen or very small wage increases. Productivity increases will probably run normal, which are 2.5%. And then you get a collapsing real estate market, a credit crisis.
Here's the $64 million question, Bob Chapman, and I appreciate you popping in to comment on this today. Why are the big central banks, the IMF, the other organizations over there, the big central banks of Europe, why are they going along with this? Why would they want to accelerate the destruction of the dollar when they hold so many reserves in it? Why are they doing this? I mean, who stands to gain from this?
It's a commonality of losses. And, you know, I think what they're looking at as the final product here is that all currencies go down against gold because they can't hold gold down forever. And I'll get into that in a second. But if they're all going to go down, those currencies against gold, they'll say, ipso facto, I think we should have a world currency now. And that's what really what they're after.
Oh, I agree.
So maybe they're trying to take them all down for that reason.
Now, that's where, well, they've said they have to build the euro, then make the dollar fall, then claim it's because of currency problems, dollarize the Americas, then have destabilization between those, and then, oh, we just got to have a world peg on the currency.
That's probably the final culmination of what they're doing. And you saw the events here on Friday and Monday with regard to rumors on CNBC that AMBAC and MBIA are going to be bailed out and that they'll keep their AAA ratings. And then S&P said yesterday that they will allow them to keep their ratings, even though one of them just put out some notes that are paying 14%. Doesn't sound like AAA to me. And so why did they do that? Well, they had to calm the market, but they also knew some horrible news was coming. The PPI figures were up 1% on the month. You were looking at 10% falls in sales and house prices, and consumer confidence index is in the basement someplace. And they knew all this was coming. And so that's a game they play. They're manipulating all the markets. Now, what will happen is slowly the market, the stock market, will go back down again, and slowly gold will start to move back up again. And, of course, they threw in an IMF sale, which McCormick at the Treasury, who was appointed, incidentally, by Paulson, both from Goldman, he says, the administration says it's okay to sell that gold if they cut some expenses.
That's right. To be clear, what was that, a week ago, the IMF dumped a ton of gold in the market trying to suppress prices, and gold responded by going to 950. It's at 946 right now. So if they wouldn't have dumped all that gold in the market, would gold be above 1,000 right now?
Oh, sure. Incidentally, I have a piece in tomorrow's issue written by Jim Sinclair about the history of IMF dumping.
Well, stay there. Let's come back and talk about that if you can with us, Bob Chapman. on the other side of this quick break. We've got a bunch of other news coming up. This is the GCN Radio Network.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Yes, there is an in-dash AM-FM shortwave radio. For a limited time and in limited numbers, the Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player is available only at the Power Hour. This radio is designed to eliminate interference from ignition systems, and the result is clear, clean reception, so you can hear your favorite broadcasts both domestically and internationally. Get your Sony AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour today. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. To order. Only $249 plus shipping and handling, and we'll ship it right to you. There's even an input to plug in an external source. Your MP3 player, your iPod, your DVD player, or any other source will sound great through your new Sony receiver. These radios are not available anywhere else and for a limited time, so call now. Dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and get your Sony GT-160S AM-FM shortwave radio and CD player from the Power Hour.
All right, a ton of news coming up in the next segment. Paula Nelson, daughter of Willie Nelson, joining us in the third hour today. She's scheduled. Gold is at 947 and climbing right now. Look, bottom line, Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. You can email him there, get a free copy of his newsletter. It's excellent. I suggest you subscribe. Bob, in the minute or two we got left here, and I appreciate you popping in layman's terms, it's very bad to have the former Fed chairman tell the Arabs to dump the dollar. And in the long run, even the short term, we just don't know how bad it'll hurt us. It's going to hurt us either way. It's hurting our economy because our fiat currency was the main thing we had left as an economy. And we let these guys get in there and create this fantasy world. And now they're showing us that they're globalists and they're selling us out. Is that a correct statement?
It certainly is.
So what do we do about Greenspan? I mean, I think we need to expose him as traitors.
Can't do anything about the man. I mean, he's going to do what he's going to do. He came out of obscurity, in actuality, a failed economist with one client when he was brought into the Federal Reserve in the 1980s and then graduated to his job for 20 years. And he's going to do what he's told to do. He's been paid to do that all his life. And when he talks to those people at OPEC, he gets several hundred thousand or $1 million for speaking to them. And it's, you know, this is the game that they play. They don't care about the public, you and I. They care about enrichment, whether they're 83 years old or not.
Well, I mean, obviously that's the fact. I'm just trying to impart to the public. Gold is, I guess this signals that gold's going up for sure if Greenspan's saying dump the dollar.
Absolutely, and I'll tell you, if you're not on board, you're still at the beginning of phase two of three or four phases. You want to be long gold and silver related assets immediately.
By the way, silver,
buy more.
Silver's exploding right now. What's your take on it?
It should explode. It's underpriced. It's been a long way. You know, the short positions by the commercials in both gold and silver are at all-time highs. And if these two metals continue to go up, they're going to take big losses. And I'm a former professional trader for 25 years. I belong to the Traders Association, et cetera. And I want to tell you something. You never see what you see going on among those commercials. The only conclusion I can come to is the United States government has guaranteed them against loss. Why else would they do anything so suicidal?
Boy, I tell you, it's just amazing. Bob Chapman, theinternationalforecaster.com. Thank you for spending time with us today, sir.
My pleasure. Whenever you want.
Take care. There goes Bob Chapman. Now, he's only with us for 2 minutes. I called Ted during the last break, and I said, how are you on the deal you've been offering for a week? And he said, we have very little of the three different types of gold coins left. We've got some of the silver left. He thought yesterday was the day. It's going to be going up because it's been staying at near 950 for a week now. Ted is almost out of these limited supplies. This is going to be it at that price. It may go up a little bit or a lot. We're not sure. Ted, tell them about the offer. People just heard Bob Chapman.
Well, just like you said, Alex, I mean, silver's at $18.71, almost 19. I'm still holding silver at $19 per face value. Again, that's 10 dimes or 4 quarters equals $1.
So you're paying like 25, 30 cents above spot. I mean, you can't get that anywhere.
No, that's ridiculous. I mean, the gold right now is at 947.10. I'm sorry, 947.90, and I still have the British Sovereign at 254. That was when gold was at 920. I have a few of those francs left at 202. Gold's gone up incredibly. Silver's gone up as well.
These are perfect coins to get in on at the bottom floor. It's only going to go up. All the evidence shows that. These are great coins. These are the type of coins I pick up a few of every month. Give Ted Anderson a call, 800-686-2237. His great professional brokers are standing by, folks. That's why I've been having Ted pop in a few times a week for a couple minutes because, I mean, you need to get in on this, and this is introductory what Ted's doing. 800-686-2237, 800-686-2237. Ted, if they don't take advantage of that silver, I mean, that's, what, 30 cents above spot?
Yeah, and it's getting to the point where I know darn well my wholesalers are not going to hold on this stuff. I'm probably going to end up taking a little bit of a loss, but like you said, it gets people involved in the market. But right now, without a question, I mean, you said it's going to go up. It is. It already has gone up. When you look into the past and you go, hey, look, I can still buy something that when, you know, because this it compares to silver at about $17, and I'm looking at $18.66. Call 800-686-2237. Now's the time to get in. It's here. This is a great value, and there's, you know, I don't know how to say it.
800-686-2237. All right. Tons of news and a lot more ahead. Ted, thanks for popping in with us.
Hey, thanks for having me up again, Alex.
And if you missed Bob's website, it's theinternationalforecaster.com. Incredible insight. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few consumers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing that the major oil companies have run, yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the United States was so strong that they are allowing my listeners to buy one at their regular price of $9.95 and get another one free of charge. If you are not completely delighted with the savings, SFR will refund the purchase price and shipping. Share in the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-USE-SFR-1 today. Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing. They're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, the Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America in prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
Live, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us today. Willie Nelson's daughter scheduled to pop in with us. She's on the road, though. That can always be bumpy. Coming up, here comes the $739 billion tax bailout. More on Trader Greenspan urges Gulf states to abandon the dollar. Antidepressants taken by thousands of Brits do not work, major new study reveals. Clinton camp, Drudge have teamed up. Of course they've teamed up. How vaccines can damage the brain. I'm going to scan over these as quickly as possible. Russia abides by international law in its support of Serbia, their foreign minister says. Crossing into the U.S. has increasingly become a matter of life and death, and they're calling for DNA databases of the illegal aliens. It's going to start with them. It's going to be for everybody. And I've got a bunch of other really important news here that I want to go over as well. But he joins us once a month, and it's time for that visit now. And people actually call in and email me and write me and say, when are you having Marty back on? He is such a character. We love his limericks. And look, I bring products on from time to time that I believe in. And I've told the story before, but I think it's best I tell it briefly. Michael Trudeau is a sales manager here 3 or 4 years ago. He'd been there for 12 years before that. He was a Republican, but he was into environmental stuff. And he said, I'm going to send you some of this soap. It's organic. It's been around since the 40s. This is the real stuff. You know, I used to have allergies. You want to use this? And he had Marty send me your supply. And about a year and a half later, it ran out. Just a good-sized box, but, you know, it's a small box for a year's supply. My wife's like, where's that stuff? Where is it? I want more. So I said I liked it, and Trudeau had more sent to me. And then I just thought, why don't I just, you know, I won't take cookie sponsors, folks. I won't take things I don't believe in. And plus, I told my wife, just buy organic stuff at Whole Foods. It's like 3 times the cost of detergent stuff, and it would still upset my kid's skin. So she said, no, I want that soap. So it really is different. It really is quality. He's been around since 1947. It's organic, certified under California standards. Those are the highest. And you save 85% off supermarket prices while you're at it because there's not those billions of dollars of advertising. In fact, from the 40s until the late 90s or 2000 and something, they only sold to institutions, hospitals, 5-star hotels, because they knew how to save money and they knew what was quality. That said, Marty Schachter, it's always great to have you on.
It's always a pleasure to talk to you and your listeners. It makes my day, if not my month, and it's just such a wonderful pleasure to relate information and share with you something they can't get anywhere else.
Bottom line, in a nutshell, for listeners that haven't heard you, and there's, you know, hundreds of thousands a day that are new that tune in, the show's just exploding. In a nutshell, why your soap is soap versus detergent, what it's made up out of, the products, and then how you can make the claim, which is true, of 85% off supermarket prices.
Well, number one, our products are triple concentrated. We don't use fillers, air, salt. It doesn't take much to pick up most of the products in a supermarket like Dove or Zest or Dial and read the label that says it's got a wonderful product in there called sodium chloride. And people think that, my God, must be a new cleaning product. Sodium chloride is table salt. They use table salt as a filler, as an inert ingredient, as a weight enhancer. Most of the products have large amounts, anywhere from 30, 40 to 50% of the content is table salt.
Now, that's a scam right there, but I'm not even worried about the salt myself. What about all the chemicals and the things they admit? I mean, the first thing an allergist will tell you, a medical doctor, if your kid's got asthma, is get them on organic soap. People are breathing this stuff. I get one drop of shampoo in my eye, it burned me, not if it's Calbin soap.
Well, right now, if you go to the supermarket and walk down the detergent aisle, you'll need a respirator.
Yeah, my eyes water, yeah.
It just the fumes from the perfume. Perfumes are toxic. We don't use perfumes. We use natural juices from oranges, from pears, from cherries, from almonds, from coconuts. These are materials that don't stay on your skin, don't stay in the air, and doesn't stay in your towels. It's safe, it's food, and it works so well. We believe in that. We're very old-fashioned, very conservative, and very stubborn in our products. You know, old is new again. Soap is thousands of years old, and yet it's here. It's new again because of Alex Jones saying so, and we got to introduce this to the people because there's thousands of chemicals. Basically, it all sums up. It's called junk science.
Well, the globalists are chemical makers, so they put sodium fluoride in the water instead of it being a toxic waste. They say it's nutritious, or they put mercury in the shots and say it's good for you, or they put all these toxic chemicals, the byproducts of cracking oil. You worked in the military chemical course, you know about it,
right.
And they just dump it into our soap, and then we put it down the drain. It's a great way of getting rid of their toxic waste, and they call it soap. It's not soap, is it?
It's a petrochemical made from petroleum. It's a detergent. The word
a sludge.
Was created in 1945.
A sludge?
That's what it is, basically. It's too strong. It's too toxic. It's got the three basic fillers or inert ingredients and products. Number one, sodium chloride. Would you wash your face, your body, your baby with table salt? Number two is air. They puff it up like ivory soap, which is a good bar soap, but it's got, 30-40% air in it, so it'll float. And the other third item is water. They dilute down the products so they can make more money.
But again, I'm not even worried about that. That's bad enough. It's all the toxic things. Marty, tell them about some of the specials, some of the products. Give them the number.
Well, first of all, our main number to reach us is 800-340-7091. That's a toll-free number. You can ask for me, you can ask for my son, you can ask for my daughter. We're a family company, a family partnership. We're not a big corporation. We don't believe in it. We believe in America, American products, American help. We don't import, export any of our cleaning materials. We feel it's the safe and better and honest way to go. To get started with our Pure Soap products, you should try our soap tote bag, which is a one-month supply. It'll last a family of four, anywhere from 4 to 8 weeks. It's basically a 6-pound package that's got four bars of our Pure Soap, nothing like it in the country. It's got a 16-ounce bottle, a pint of our triple concentrated cocoa butter shampoo, nothing like it. Can't even compare it with anything in a dispenser bottle. 16 ounces of our liquid pure cream soap for pots, pans, utensils, hands, floors, windows, safe, concentrated in a dispenser bottle. 18 ounces in a little plastic jar of our laundry soap powder, real soap that won't hurt or pollute. One of the things that's been happening, I've been getting a lot of phone calls on people are concerned about shelf life. Our products have unlimited shelf life. You can store it, you can put it away, you can warehouse it, you can do anything you want. It won't spoil.
Another thing I've noticed is like detergent soaps and bars. If you leave one on a shelf for like a year, it like eats through the paper and starts bubbling out like it's a toxic waste. Your stuff doesn't do that. 800?
Absolutely not. We have never in 60 years, going on 61 years of business, had any product spoil.
800-340-7091. Give them a call. At least get a free catalog or get the sampler tote bag. 800-340-7091 or 5, just the number 5, starsoap.com. 5starsoap.com. There's a big fat banner in the middle of jonesreport.com. If you forget the site, just right in the middle of Jones Report is a huge banner at jonesreport.com to 5starsoap.com or calbinpuresoap.com. Again, that number, 800-340-7091. As always, Marty, it's great having you on. Give us a limerick.
Okay, this is way, this is my most favorite limerick. Very, very old. God's plan made a hopeful beginning, but man spoiled his chances by sinning. We trust that the story will end in God's glory, but at present, the other side's winning.
Marty, you're something else. 1-800-340-7091. Marty, we'll talk to you soon, my friend.
Looking forward to it. Thank you, Alex.
God bless you. 5starsoap.com. That's 5starsoap.com or 800-340-7091. We have a few sponsors we have up once a month, and Storable Foods folks, the soap people, water filter folks, and that's how I pay for all the employees and the office and the websites, and I also try to bring you things that are good deals that I buy myself that I believe in that are discounted on top of it. So I just believe in it, and thank you for letting us have sponsors on, folks. Marty's a sweetheart. Okay, man, there is so much here to cover, so much to go over. We're going to be having Paul Craig Roberts at the end of the show. Dr. Roberts could pop in real fast with his take on Greenspan saying the dollar needs to be basically abandoned. That is a big deal. But look at this story on antidepressants out of the Daily Mail out of the United Kingdom. And you'd think this story was hardcore and exposing something. It really is a whitewash. I mean, even when you think something's exposing something, it's not one-tenth as bad as it really is. Antidepressants taken by thousands of Brits do not work, major new study reveals. Now, literally, I've seen scores of studies, their own internal studies. They found back in 81, 82, when they were doing trials of Prozac, the big granddaddy of all these. But this is a new one I'm going to get to in a minute. But I just want to give you the facts. You can go look these up. They found that it had caused massive increases in suicide, psychopathic acting out, homicidal, just rage, stabbing, shooting, killing, people slicing themselves. Women, it really drives nuts when they get an imbalance with it. Running around slicing themselves with butcher knives is one of their favorites. Cutting their baby's arms off. I mean, it's always the same. I hate to have to mention that, but you need to know what this stuff can do to you. If you're having a good trip, you're happy. It's in the hallucinogen family. You have the bad trip, folks, and you start killing babies. Antidepressants taken by thousands of Brits do not work. But see, they had found, even in the 80s and then right through the 90s, every one of these, that sugar pill has a bigger effect in control. This is their own studies, by the way, but still the FDA approves them. Sugar pill, placebo. It isn't, it makes you worse. Just go to Luvox or go to any of these serotonin reuptake inhibitor, fluoride/chlorine-based, they combine the molecules. I mean, this is chemical weapons, same stuff that's in sarin and VX nerve gas. You don't believe me? Go look it up. Of course you're feeling good. Baby, your brain cells are dying. You lack that VX nerve gas, don't you? What do they get away with? It's just incredible. But, of course, it's tied to Alzheimer's and diabetes now. Of course, you start taking chlorine and fluoride molecules combined together in different combos. I mean, yeah, you're going to feel real good. That's why drinking liquor makes you feel good. Your brain's dying. You ever broke your leg and a few minutes into it, you get euphoria? Kind of becomes numb and you kind of feel euphoric. That's your natural endorphins coming out. Well, that's what happens when you take these babies. Your brain says, I'm dying. Oh, I feel good. Yeah, go sleep now. Oh, it's more complex than that. There's a lot of different interactions. But antidepressants taken by thousands of Brits do not work. Major new study reveals antidepressant tablets taken by millions of Britons maybe a waste of time and money, researchers show. Well, it's not just a waste of time and money. It hurts you. Any analysis of dozens of studies, this is mainstream news I'm reading here. Any analysis of dozens of studies involving thousands of patients revealed that some of the most widely prescribed antidepressants work little better than dummy pills. Little better? The studies I've seen say placebo works better. The drugs studied, including Prozac, Seroat, Effexor were a little more efficient than placebos in improving the mental health in the majority of cases, the University of Hull research showed. But then they have the side effect of psychopathic and suicidal activities. I mean, go read their own insert. Say it. That's not me. It's an antidepressant. Oxymoron. How is it an antidepressant if it makes you more depressed? And again, once you get the depression crazy on this stuff, once that happens, I'm an experimenter, folks. I've never liked drugs, but I've tried this, tried that once or twice. And I had a girlfriend who took Prozac. And I wanted to see what it would do, so for just a few days I took it. And, man, I felt like I was like in a dream. You know when you're daydreaming? You're kind of mesmerized? That was probably back in about 1995 or so? No, about 1994. You know, I go over to her house every night, and she'd be sitting there watching TV or whatever. Boy, she was always happy. Let me tell you, it was like a... That's why I quit going out with her. It was like dating a robot or something. A blonde-haired cheerleader type. Great-looking, everything. You know, somewhat smart, but it just wasn't like a real person. Oh, it doesn't matter. the point is here, this is bad stuff. Research, which showed the most widely prescribed antidepressant pills are ineffective, was gathered by combining the results of 35 clinical trials, including 5,000 patients. Only the most extreme depression to the tablets, which are taken by 2 million Britons and have been linked to a host of side effects, including suicide, prove substantively superior in improving mental health. And again, that's when they've got somebody who's just completely out of their gourd. But again, it's those really depressed people that it does, and I've seen the studies, help short term. But then when they have the bad depression again, it's worse than it ever was, and now it's psychopathic and they want to stab people. They want to shoot. These shooters have always been in the mental ward. They always have been on 4 or 5 drugs. And then, or they miss their tablets or mix them wrong or don't get their prescription or go to jail for DWI and they get out after not having it for 2 days. And the first thing they do is go get a machine gun and go shoot a bunch of people. And then they want my guns because you've hopped millions of people up on a hallucinogenic drug. Matt Drudge, working with the Clintons, I thought he was a big neocon. This is important news. We'll cover it when we get back. InfoWars.com is new and improved.
America needs Ron Paul. There are numerous ways to show your support for him and a better America. We know that many people would like to show their support, but want to do it on a larger scale. That's why we have created RonPaulFlags.com. RonPaulFlags.com produces some of the most beautiful flags dedicated to electing the only man fit to be president of our ailing country. Standard flags are 3 feet by 5 feet, and custom flags can be as large as 30 feet by 50 feet. Our most popular flags are Ron Paul, president in '08, and Ron Paul Revolution. These flags work perfectly mounted on homes, RVs, at barbecues, outdoor rallies, picnics, NASCAR races, and meetup groups. Flags start at $43.07, and if you purchase 2 or more, you will receive a 16% discount. Go to RonPaulFlags.com or call 731-664-1526. That's 731-664-1526. Stand up for what you believe and stand out from the crowd. Go to RonPaulFlags.com today.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The True Story of the Bilderberg Group. The Late Great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the New World Order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
Of the 3 million plus edible food plants that grow on Earth, no other single plant can compare with the nutritional value of the powder, seeds, and oil of the hemp plant. At hempusa.org, we ship worldwide these nutritional products with free shipping to the U.S. and Canada. At hempusa.org, we want to educate our listeners that edible hemp is not marijuana and is certified THC-free. Our powder is 50% protein and does not contain gluten. Gluten impairs the cells from absorbing nutrients. This nutrient-dense food can be stored up to 5 years when vacuum-packed and is priced affordably to be used as a storable food. HempUSA.org is a bulk shipper starting with 5 pounds and up. To allow this food to work for you, call 908-691-2608 or go to HempUSA.org and order today. The body will react and heal itself given the proper nutrition. This superfood will be your greatest asset, so try it today. Store it today and change your life. Call 908-691-2608 or order from hempusa.org.
The Paula Nelson. Paula Nelson with the Paula Nelson Band, Lucky 13's new album. Going to be popping in with us for about 30, 45 minutes next hour. And then we're going to have Dr. Paul Greg Roberts pop in with what Alan Greenspan's done. Oh, man. Telling the Arabs to dump the dollar. It's just unbelievable treason. The general public doesn't know what that means. We don't have factories anymore like we used to. 80% of them are gone. All we've got is that stinking dollar. As much, see, they get you under the control of a fiat system. The central banks, the private foreign banks get full control of us. And then you just wanted to trust them like they wouldn't abuse us or use it on us? All these years we told you the Federal Reserve was your enemy? I'm talking to long-time listeners that still hate me. I get your emails. Believe me, you know, for our main listeners, yeah, I have people that have been listening for 10, 12 years, 13 years that hate me and that laugh about everything. You're going to be laughing. Are you laughing at the economy right now? This is just the start. And you make me sick. And I don't like my family going through pain. I don't like your family going through pain. I don't think this is cute or funny. And just because you think it's funny doesn't make it funny. I mean, I am upset. I'm so upset that I'm not even getting mad. You know, when you get so mad, you don't even get mad. You know what I mean? I'm just more like, I'm just tired of it. I mean, do we have like the worst criminals ever running things? Why do we have the worst criminals? Just the most out of control, conniving, America-hating trash, getting rid of our sovereignty, destroying our currency, destroying our good name, selling the world on torture. It's just amazing. Absolutely amazing. The type of things that we're dealing with here. And I'm not going to try to whine about it. I'm just going to try to give you the analysis. That's why we got Dr. Roberts popping in at the end of the show the last 15 minutes or so. After Paula Nelson. She's probably the most successful of Willie Nelson's children in music. But quite a few of them are very successful. Great music. We've got a duet she did with her dad, too. We're going to play part of. And a few little short excerpts of some of the tracks off her new album, Lucky 13. Which you, by the way, can get at PaulaNelsonBand.com. And so that's coming up. Rarely am I speechless. This Greenspan thing, I've got all this other news in front of me, and all I can think about is this Greenspan situation. Because, you know, I live in the past, I live in the moment, I live in the future, too. I'm certainly not a Zen type of guy like Willie Nelson. I'm living in all of it. I do live in the now, I enjoy the now, I think about the past, I learn from it, and I always look forward and project into the future. As a leader, as a planner, I have to do that. And this may take 6 months, it may take a year. It just follows a pattern of the big central bankers and their head minions and spokesmen like Greenspan. He's the most known central banker in the world, the most, quote, prestigious, saying that it's good to have countries dump the dollar. When just on the face of it, that is the worst possible thing. And then he gives a reason for it, saying it'll help inflation, when it's going to do the opposite on the face of it. You know, he even gives us his reason for saying the dollar needs to die, is that it's going to help inflation. And I guess that means inflation is going to be so bad they've got to just get rid of the dollar. Let me tell you, the process of that happening will take years, and it's going to be like having your wisdom teeth pulled every single day. So I know what this means now for our country. I know what this means for you. It means they're going ahead with it. They're going to trash the dollar. And I am boiling mad over this. But, hey, I'm going to shift gears and get into a good mood to talk to Paula Nelson. I'm a fan of her music and a big fan of her daddy and the whole Willie Nelson crew, Willie Nelson and friends, as they say. So we'll be right back with the Paula Nelson from the Paula Nelson Band, the new record album, Lucky 13.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.